Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Samuel chapters 28 to 31, Finding Strength in God Alone. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse number 6, the last part of it we read like this, "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." David was in great distress while he had gone to fight with the Philistines. He had left his city unguarded, and the Amalekites, whom Saul did not destroy completely as per God's command, had attacked Ziklag. David had received Ziklag as a gift from Achish, the king of Gath. Now the Amalekites had not only destroyed Ziklag by burning it with fire, they had taken their wives and children as captives. Unable to bear the loss, David and his men wept in anguish until they did not have any power to weep anymore. To add to David's distress, his own men, out of their personal grief, spoke of stoning David to death for allowing this incident to happen. Instead of giving in to his current tragedy, David did something unusual. He found strength in God alone and encouraged himself by relying on God's strength. This is what distinguished David from all the others, including Saul. Unlike David, Saul became afraid after seeing how strong his enemy was, and in a struggle to solve his problem, turned away from God to alternate sources. When David put his trust and strengthened himself in God alone, God directed him to pursue the Amalekites and recover everything that he had lost so far. Let us remember this important fact. God has to strip us before he can strengthen us, humble us before he honors us, crush us before he crowns us, crucify us before he credentials us, empty us before he empowers us, and prepare us before he promotes us. Randy Alker has said this statement, "No matter how tough life gets, if you can see the shore of heaven and draw your strength from Christ, you will make it." When we are in distress and despair, let us find strength in God alone. As we read in Psalms 46 verses 1 to 3, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling."